Good morning, this is Chelsea, Emma and Izzy with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, tomorrow the Red Heart Movement and Yawa Bullen will be holding a yarning circle for women impacted by violence and their allies in Brisbane. The event welcomes all women from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, women from multicultural communities, gender diverse and non-binary people, queer women and those of all abilities, ages and faiths. The event is also particularly welcoming women from the Palestinian community. Political leaders will be invited to come along to sit with and to listen to the stories and to hear what steps can be taken to provide women with more support. The Yarning Circle will be held at the Parliament Speaker's Corner at 12 p.m. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli is backing the controversial health directive to pause puberty blockers as a judge decides whether it will be issued unlawfully. It comes after the mother of a trans teenager argued in the Brisbane Supreme Court that the puberty blocker ban was unlawful. Queensland Health Director General David Rosengren issued the ban on January 28th. Asked on Thursday whether he was confident the puberty blocker pause was legally valid, Mr. Crisafulli replied, quote, yes, end quote. The Supreme Court Judge Peter Callaghan will hand down his decision next week.
In national news, wildlife experts and scientists abroad, the RSV Nguyen, fear that the deadly H5 strain of bird flu has reached Australia's sub-Antarctic herd island after unusual levels of elephant seal mortality. Scientists have not noticed signs of bird flu in other species, including penguins and other prominent seabirds on the island. The suspected arrival of bird flu on the island cannot be confirmed until the ship returns to Australia with samples for testing in mid-November. Avian influenza has spread across the globe, killing hundreds of thousands of seabirds and seals, with Australia being the last continent to be free of the virus. Optus has announced that Chief Executives Mark Potter and Michael Venter will step down amidst the ongoing scrutiny and the company faces over major 000 outages. The outage that occurred on September 18th prevented over 600 000 calls connecting across prevented over 600 000 calls from connecting across Australia. The outage has been associated with the deaths of three people that were unable to reach the emergency response line. Since the outages, the government has fast-tracked new legislation mandating telco companies to provide emergency services. The watchdog Australian Communications and Media Authority and the government will with real-time updates of any network issues. Optus CEO Stefan Roux has given thanks for the men who served to the company, saying, quote, Michael has decided to retire from the executive life to pursue a portfolio career, and quote, following long-term and open discussions, Mark has decided that early next year is the right time for him to leave Optus, end quote.
And in your national news, in the first joint worship since 1534, King Charles and the newly appointed Pope Leo have prayed together in the Vatican Sistine Chapel. With this moment being nearly 500 years in the making, the world has not seen an English monarch and Catholic pontiff together in prayer since King Henry VIII broke away from Rome. King Charles and Queen Camilla are currently on a state visit to the Vatican, with the relationship between the Catholic Church and Anglican Communion being marked 5 centuries after the turbulent separation. And then for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 10, which is in the very high band. So that's all for your 9am news. We'll be back at 10am with some more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or heads4zzz.org.au.